We're joined on the phone by Aaron Nelson, who heads up the Chamber for Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. CarolinaChamber.org is their website for more information on what's going on locally. Aaron, thank you so much for being with us today. How are you?
Thank you, Aaron. And as always, thank you for the exceptional information you provide to our community. In a time when local news is hard to find, we always know that we can find it with you on your site and by listening, and I really appreciate you.
Well, thank you so much. So give us the update for local businesses in our community. What are you seeing? What are you hearing? How are they navigating right now?
Well, it is certainly tough times for local businesses, particularly our retailers, restaurant, hospitality, but so also for many in the service industry and also our nonprofits. Phase two being extended is the right decision, but it comes with additional weeks of not being able to operate at full business, and folks are looking forward to phase three. We think the most important thing that we can be doing locally is to stop the spread. We will emerge from this much faster if we can stop how it is spreading, and so I am encouraging all citizens to be wearing their face coverings outside, to be wearing their face coverings indoors when they're interacting with service providers and retailers, and to the business community, encourage you to join me and others in wearing those face coverings as often as possible.
I've been asking everyone this, and I'll ask you that too. Have you seen folks in the community being compliant with the face coverings and wearing them where they should for the most part?
Yes, I think our community is doing a very good job, and in fact will be one of our competitive advantages as we reopen. We are seeing folks coming to shop our grocery stores from Alamance and other communities. We're seeing folks come to spend the day with us at our restaurants and farmers market, or choosing to simply stay the night in a hotel because they know it is safer in Carrboro. It is safer in Chapel Hill. It is safer in Orange County. And if we can maintain that reputation, though business is slow, it will certainly be a competitive advantage for us.
I think that's an important point, too, because we spend so much time talking about, oh, we're in phase two, when are we going to move into phase three, when is the governor going to make this decision or that, but it's not just about and it's not even primarily about the decisions that the governor is making, it's about the decisions that individual consumers are making about, am I comfortable going to this place or that, and I'm seeing some survey numbers that suggest even now, still the vast majority of Americans, even if we hypothesize, you know, we lift all of the restrictions and everything's open back up again, still most Americans would not necessarily be comfortable going to most of the places that they ordinarily would. So what
you're 100%
right. Yeah. Yeah.
So what we're seeing is the phases matter. One have a psychological impact on us. They
yes.
tell us a bit it's not safe. But we do know that it will be about convincing the general community, us as individuals, to re-engage in commerce. And so while I asked everyone to wear their face coverings, my other ask is that it is time to re-engage in commerce. At the very beginning of this, we got very clear lessons. The first 4 or 5 weeks, if we washed our hands and did not touch our face, we would stop the spread. That is still true. If we wash our hands and do not touch our face and now wear face coverings, it is still safe to engage in commerce. You do not have to stay in your home at all times in order to stay safe. And so we're really encouraging folks, if we do it right, and we've seen these lessons across the country. There was two women that were COVID positive and cut hair. They cut 150 people's hair while COVID positive, and nobody contracted it. And that is because they were wearing their face coverings, and so were their guests. So in our community, this is not being spread between proprietor and guest. It's not being spent between wait staff and someone shopping at a restaurant. And so we are encouraging folks to safely re-engage. And to the business community, at the very beginning, what we talked about was prepare. That's so many weeks ago, right? And then it was endure. Could we make it through? Could you have enough federal support? Could you have enough borrowing? Could you have enough saved up in order to make it until this lifted? And it turns out that instead of endure, what we're going to have to do is adapt. Because this is not going anywhere for the foreseeable future. Mm-hmm. And now preparing to operate our economy and commerce in this COVID economy rather than wait for it to be over. And so our encouragement is really be looking at your own organizations, business community on how to adapt and then to our sort of buying community, those of you who engage in commerce with a CPA or an attorney or a realtor or a, you know, just going out to eat or to the farmer's market, is to please be safe in doing it, but time to re-engage in commerce.
Yeah. Speaking with Aaron Nelson again, Chamber for Greater Chapel Hill, Carrboro, carolinachamber.org for more on them. You're talking about businesses needing to adapt. How are you seeing businesses doing that already?
Early on, there was some pivots that folks had made, you know, successfully moving to curbside, making other adjustments for touchless transactions between them and their customer. And now, as people, we're seeing people make adjustments, it's more of that. You know, how can you have a positive interaction with a customer in a way that everybody stays safe? And we know that that's the case. The evidence, which we did not have 10 weeks ago, which we now have, is that face coverings worn by both people engaging in a one-on-one interaction or worn by and keeping your physical distance of 6 feet will keep us safe. And so now we're seeing restaurants with folks dining inside safely, dining outside safely. Our hotels are starting to come back to life a bit. And now as our students return, we will have to redouble our efforts to stay safe, but not to hide, but to engage properly, you know, 6 feet apart with our masks on, washing our hands.
And I've been to several, I mean, we've been doing takeout the whole way through from restaurants to support them as much as possible. Now that restaurants are back open, we've been going and dining outside as much as possible, but occasionally inside. And it really has been a super positive experience to go to all of those places and re-engage like that.
It is. And so for those that are, remain nervous and that you've, you know, are concerned, it's time to venture out. All of the information is telling us that if, again, you do it safely, you may begin to venture out. And while this continues to grow and those that are getting infected, the mortality rate is declining. Those and in our community in particular, we are have seen very slow growth in either infection or death. And so we are optimistic and encouraging folks to safely reengage with the business community, and for the business community to show off how safe they're being. Publish and post how often you are cleaning. Make sure that your customer has a safe, comfortable experience.
Speaking again with Aaron Nelson. So, what resources are out there for either individuals who want to know more, for businesses who need help, or who just want to know more in general about what they can do?
Well, first, to the business community, make sure that your online listings are accurate. The customer is checking you out, so make sure that your Google listing is showing that you are now open until 9 p.m. or 7 p.m. or whatever that is. You can put notes in there to be clear on how you want to engage with your customer if you're a service provider. And so make sure that your Google listings, your own website are clear and up to date. For the customer, you can find good information there. You can find it on WCHL's website about who is open. Go directly or call them. If you're wanting to know what their habits or practices are, then call them. We've got a great website, reopeninghelp.com. That's with good information about how to safely reopen your business with good rules and regulations about sanitation and cleaning. And then, like WCHL and your partner, offering with Triangle PPE, we've got a site called Chamber PPE where you can find hand sanitizer, gloves, masks, other things that you need in order to safely engage outside of your home.
Awesome. And then as we wrap up this conversation, anything else that folks ought to know?
No, I'd encourage everyone to remain optimistic. These are tough times. They're going to be politically uncertain. They are uncertain as our students return and what that will mean for our rates of infection. We are uncertain in how our economy is. But we have made it through complicated things and difficult things before. But we're going to have to do those together. And so hanging together while staying apart, and now venturing outside of our homes and engaging in commerce, which is what I would encourage.
And again, more information from the Chamber online at carolinachamber.org. Aaron Nelson, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron Kick. Take care.